Libstar released its full year numbers today, delivering a 4% increase in revenue. That says its retail and wholesale unit benefited from a rise in demand for products used in home cooking. This, however, did not translate to its bottom line. It reported a 55% plunge in normalized earnings after its food services division bore the brunt of COVID-19 as restaurants closed during the lockdown period. Joining me now is the company's CEO, Andries van Rensburg. Thanks so much, Andries, for your time this evening. So I mentioned the headline number that you've seen, but you've also seen a 13.1% drop in full year operating profit, and that as operating expenses rose 22%. So give us some of the detail on what exactly we're looking at as far as that expense line is concerned.
Well, in the period, Alicia, we've invested 65 million rand in COVID and COVID-related expenses. That's ongoing into this year at about 1 million rand per month. That was invested in tests, transportation, and a multitude of other initiatives that we've taken. So that's a cost item that we've seen. Servicing our clients were more expensive, and we've seen a serious setback in the first knockdown period, especially in our Finlow plants, manufacturing beef and chicken products for the likes of McDonald's, and doing tortilla wraps for the catering industry. Those plants were, as you know, with the lockdown, we had to shut down those plants for a significant period of time, affecting our food service income and profitability quite significant. Together with that, we've seen in Lancewood about 20-25% of Lancewood do participate in food service. The same in Mushrooms, where we had to take it on the nose in the mushroom business and redistribute our mushrooms into other channels.
Yeah. As you experience those pressure points, Andries, offering some kind of buffer has been your retail and wholesale consumer division. It's the biggest contributor to sales, which was up 12.3%. So talk us through the kind of market shifts you've seen and how that's worked to support or offer some kind of cushion to the business.
Well, Alicia, interesting enough, we've seen what everybody else has seen, the move to home cooking, where our condiments and sauces side of the business, doing private label condiment sauces, Denny condiment sauces, pour-over sauces, and quite a bit of tin soups also, where that has grown quite handsomely in this period. And he's continuing to grow, people adding flavor to food. So our baking and baking aids side of the business also growing quite nicely. With baking aids, we own and do under the Robertson brand the essences, baking powders, Anchor yeast. We distribute in the retail side of the business, and that has done quite handsomely in this period, and we see that continuing.
So how soon before you see the food services division, starting to pick up pace again? One assumes that to an extent, with lockdown restrictions having eased, Andries, you're starting to see some sign of it already.
Yes, definitely we've seen signs of it. We were back towards the latter end of last year and continuing to be back on our QSR restaurants, the likes of McDonald's and KFC and those restaurants, to about 80-85% of the pre-pandemic volumes. On mushrooms, it's been a bit slower. On cheeses, it's been a bit slower. But that is coming back. And on the upper end, hams and expensive cheeses, we've seen quite a strong return to normality at this point in time. Well, undoubtedly, we're back to, let's call it 80-85% pre-pandemic at this point.
On that note, Andres, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Libstar, Andres van Rensburg.